Today's Mishnah and Masechet Taharot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is Perek Revi'i Mishnah Vav. So yesterday, we had six different Sveikas that we spoke about in some detail, all of which were Sveikas where the basic Tuma was built on a Suffolk. So that the Rabbanan had been gozer, that various situations, even though there's no real reason for us to be sure that there's Tuma there, they created a Tuma called the Tuma of Beit HaPras, or the Tuma of Eretz HaAmim, or the Tuma of Stam Rokin, or the Tuma of Bigdei HaMaaretz, and so on. And once they created that situation in which the basis of the Tuma is viewed as a vadai, so now it was no longer subject to the normal dinim of Suffolk Tumer Bishas Aravim or Suffolk Tumer Bishas Ayochet. That was the whole point. Now, the question was that we introduced yesterday at the end of that mission is that we had a three-way machloket about what is the din if, in addition to the fundamental Tuma itself, which has been declared by fiat as a Tuma vadai, what if there is a suffix about whether there was maga on that Tuma Vadai? So now, does it become the typical Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid issue? In which case, if the suffix of the Negiah occurred in Rishus HaRabim, it would be Tahar like any other case. Or if it occurred in Rishus HaYochid, it would be Tami Vadai, as in any other case. So over there, we had a three-way machlokas about whether the Rabbanan were gozer bichlal their Tuma as a Tumas Vadai. Were they made, did they make the gezeira? Is there a concept on a suffix negia at all that we need to even deal with it? Or did they say, in a case where someone touched, definitely, Eretz HaAmim, so then it's as if he touched Vadai. But if he's not even sure that he touched it, we're not going to drive people crazy by being machmer on something which is itself a suffix to say that the suffix negia would be nogea, the dinam of suffix tumor. It's like a sveik sveik and it's not negia bichla. Or did we say, no, there's two different issues. The tuma is a tuma. It's been so defined and it's a vadai tuma. Now we got another issue. The other issue about a suffix maga of a tuma is defined by the rishos, rishos rabim, rishos ayochi. Or there's a third alternative. The third alternative was that when it comes to the dinim of truma, these were the six sveikas that we said are vadai in terms of sreifas truma. So when it comes to the dinim of being vadai sreif truma, then what we would say is if indeed it was something that was considered to be a real suffix of the maga, then that's a typical suffix maga. And when it comes to burning truma, we don't burn truma on a suffix. So therefore, if it's a suffix maga, lagabe truma would be tailing. But we wouldn't say it's definitely tahor. So we have either treat it the same way you always would, make it a vadai, or on the contrary, there was no gezerah at all, and therefore make it a vadai tahor. Or it would leave it in a state of tailin vis-a-vis truma, because what was like a sveik, we're not going to go that far as to say we should burn truma. Those were the three issues. Now, what we do is, what we're taking over here is one of the sveikas, which was the suffix that we called stam rokin. And we want to, first of all, expand on it, because there are some additional points that we didn't consider in the Mishnah before. Lagabi, whether it's considered to be a Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid, and is it Vadai Maga or not. And also, it gives us an opportunity to speak out the way that in practical terms, we would have our considerations about the different levels of the suffix. So this is, as you'll see why, this is the perfect example to use. And that's because, generally speaking, a spit is sticky. And that changes a little bit the equation. So let's take a look how. Shnei Rukin. So let's say you've got two, I don't know what you would call it, a glob, I guess. So two globs of spit in the street. One of which is, we're assuming, is tame, because we said stam rokin are tame. The other one we know for a fact, a person who was Becheskas Tyra and who is Shemer on Tyras and is a chaver in terms of Tyras and he spit in the street. That we know is Tahar. Now, somebody came along and he has a suffix. He doesn't know which one of these he had come in contact. Did he come into contact with the Stam Rukin, which is a Vaday Tuma Min Rabbanan, or not? So what's the din over there? So remember that yesterday we said, at least according to one of the Shitas, that if we're talking about Erishas HaYochid, then Tolin Al Maga'an, the Al Masa'an, the Al HaSeitan, we would be Tela the Truma, and we would not have said that it's Avadai. And therefore, if we're not sure whether there was Maga or whether there was Masa, because remember, the din of Suffolk Rukin is because we're assuming that it could have come from a person who was a Zov or a Zov or a Nida. In those cases, it would be Mitame even by carrying it, even if it just got on your clothes and you never actually touched it, or moving, right? That's because the Zov is Mitame even Beheset, and the body fluids of a Zov are Mitame Beheset. So in that case, we said that even though it's in a Rishut HaYachid, we are metame, but we don't allow you to burn truma. So even though the halacha should be that a suffik tumah Rishut HaYachid is considered to be vaday tame, and therefore we should call the truma vaday tame, and therefore we should burn it the same way that we would do with any other vaday tuma, this is different, because since over here, it's the etzem tuma is a suffix. So as we said yesterday, this is basically, according to the chachamim that we had yesterday, it's basically a sveik sveika. And in the case of a sveik sveika, we don't say the din that suffix tuma is vadai tame. But remember, that was only the sheet of the chachamim that we had yesterday. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's not true. That the part of the takana of the chachamim is that it was a vadai tame. We don't view it as a suffix anymore. And if that's the case, if it's a suffix tumah b'rishus hayochid, so then it remains vadai tame like any other suffix tumah b'rishus hayochid. He doesn't agree that we wouldn't burn the truma. He says, yes, we would burn the truma. And remember that we had also yesterday the Tanakama, who holds that we never even made the gezeira of Stam Rokin in a case where it's a suffix on the Maka or on the Masa or on the Hesed. So really the three shitas here, what we're doing is we're taking the sheet of the Chachamim because of the Rov, so we're taking the Chachamim and we're saying, dealing with it as the Chachamim, the din is that we are somewhere between the shita of the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. We don't say that it's tahar, but we don't say it's tamei vadai. We say toilin in this case because of the sveik sveika. So that's in the Rishus HaYochid. And the truth is that even in a Rishus HaRabim, since we're talking about something which is sticky, so now you may think, oh, heck, you know, I stepped on that spit. But you may think that you got it all off of you. But the fact is, there's a little bit of sticky material that is still on your clothing, which you're moving around. And therefore, if we're talking about Bisman Shehin Lachin, then even if it's in Rishus HaRabim, it's no longer viewed as being in Rishus HaRabim. It's on you, on your clothing. Your persona is viewed as, your person is viewed as a Rishus HaYochid, right? And therefore, in the case that it's sticky, so then we're talking about what we just said before, Rishus HaYochid. And in that case, we said what the din would be. We went according to the sheet of the Chachamim, that since it's a sveik sveika, even though it would be, normally we would say that it would be metame vadai, in this case we're only toiling. But how about if we're talking about not sticky, it's dried? Now remember, the shear of dry, Legabe still being, if it's really dry, it's not matami at all. The shear of dry is that you cannot restore it, even if it were being rehydrated and it would be sitting in water for the day. It still would not be get rehydrated. Okay, fine, that's dry. But here we're talking about it's dry in terms of not sticking, but it's still considered to be lach in terms of still being matami. So if it's dry and not sticky, so then, if we're talking about over here, then he would be touching the Rishus HaRabim, so then he would be taller. But in the case where is Al-Masa'an, when he was carrying it, so then it doesn't matter. Bein Lachin, Ubein Yaveshin, then we would say that the same halacha, we would say that the truma is actually not burnt, and we're tailing, because if he's carrying it, so even if it's not stuck to him, it's in his hand or it's on him, so therefore it's considered to be, even though he's in a rishus harabim, it's the equivalent of being in a rishus hayochid. And like we said, in the case of rishus hayochid, and in a case where it's sticky, and in a case where it's on you, so then it's considered to be the equivalent of being a rishus hayochid. And in this case, the din would be that we're tailing if you hold like the shita of the chachamim in the previous mishnah. So it's basically a review of the concepts, adding that the person is considered to be rishus hayochid, and adding in a situation where there's a difference between something that is dry or wet because of the chashash of its sticking. Fine. So we understand why it is that it was worthwhile discussing this whole thing. Okay, so now there we were talking about a sveik sveika in the sense of having two possible situations, because we had some that was tahar, that we know for a fact an adam tahar had spit in the street, or some that was stam, and therefore it was stam rokin, which Rabbanu were gozer on. How about if we just have stam rokin? So we don't have that additional possibility, maybe it was somebody else. So we don't have that initial suffix. So it was just a rok yichidi. And over there, the Rabbanu were gozer on a rok yichidi, and you pass by it, and you definitely had touched it. So as we said yesterday, if either you were Nagabo or Naso, or you moved it, and even though it's in Rishus HaRabin, we said that that was Gufa, the Shisha Sveikes, and we'd be Sorfin, Alavis HaTruma, and there we wouldn't have to consider anything about whether it's dry, unless, of course, it was totally dry, which is not even Batami, but not considering the question of how dry it is here. So even though it's a Sufik tumor Rishus HaRabin, this is the classic Shisha Sveikes, where the Rabbanan said, ignore the question of where it is and look at it as a Tuma Vadai, and ignore the question of whether where it came from. We look at it as a Tuma Vadai. And of course, if it was Rishus HaYochid, where we're over there, normally we're Machmir anyway. So there for sure, we would view it as being a Vadai Tame, and it would be Metame Truma, and you would burn on it. Now, that means that we've got essentially a lot of cases in which we're going to be very machmer on the suffix, and because of that, we want to tell you that we don't always machmer on things. We have the same bezdin that was gozer on certain things that we're going to be machmer as if there's a vadai, was actually gozer on other things that if we have a suffix, it's viewed as vadai kosher, not necessarily Torah, because not all the cases have to do with Tumah V'Tairah, but we're gozer vadai tahar, and in some cases, we were gozer vadai kosher. Now, this Mishnah that we're about to learn is really a introductory Mishnah, meaning that it lists a bunch of cases, but it doesn't explain any of them, and then through the rest of the parak, we talk about each one of them separately, and we explain in great detail all about the various ideas, but we can't do that in one Mishnah without losing concentration. So first, the Mishnah introduces the entire list, which are 12 different cases, double the cases of the Chumras. We have double the cases of Kulais. And these are 12 Kulais that I'm about to tell you in the Mishnah. See, here they are. One is a suffix of mayim she'uvim. So you have water that was inside of a kli, and we have a suffix about whether this water, we now have a mikveh, the mikveh has been filled up, but we don't know whether first the mikveh had 40 saw, which is the kashrus of the mikveh, and then adding mayim she'uvim will not pass on the mikveh, or whether the mayim she'uvim had fallen into the mikveh before it was fully filled, and it was chaser, and the din is that if shloisha lugim mayim shuvim fall into a mikveh, so then they passel the entire mikveh. But since this whole din of posseling the mikveh by Shuvim is a drabbanon, so it's a suffik drabbanon lakula, and we don't worry about it. So that is our first kula. Then comes another kula about something that we actually had discussed earlier, and that was the case of tumat safa al pnei hamayim. Now remember, we had that machlokas earlier between the Rush and at least I was suggesting, Ms. Machlokas, the Rosh and Rashi's pshat versus the Partanura's pshat, about whether Suffolk Tuma, Suffolk Pnei Amayim, includes all Tumas Marga. Is it a din specifically in Sheretz? So if you have the classic case of floating Tuma, and we're going to go into the details later, so then the halacha is, we learn out from the Pasuk that if it's Suffa, it's considered to be Tar. Third case, a suffix regarding mashkin. The din is over there. If we're not sure if the mashkin became tamei, li tamei with a chirik, which is the same as writing lehi tamei, in short, whether it became tamei. So there, suffix mashkin is considered to be tamei. But if there's a suffix whether mashkin tamei were metame something else, then the din is that it's tahar, to be discussed in detail later on in our perk. The fourth case is suffik binagea tumas yadayim, and remember, tumas yadayim by definition could only be a tumah de rabbanan, because the tumah de araisa, either your whole body is tameh or nothing is tameh, but there is a tumah de rabbanan, which is a tumas yadayim, and we'll discuss when we get to the sugya later on in the parak about what we're referring to. So a suffik yadayim, if the question is whether the yadayim themselves are tameh, so then we're machmer. If it's a suffik whether you touch something with your yadayim, which were tame, so litame, the din over there is that it's different. So litame, ulitame, in this case, velitaher, whether you did a proper netilas yadayim or tvilas yadayim. Here, when it comes to yadayim, all the svekas do not reflect the difference of suffik mashkin, and on every level, even if there was a chazorka that they were tame, we go lukula and we say it's tahar. Then we have, of course, the classic case of Suffolk Tuma Bereshut HaRabim, which is also a general klal. Suffolk Tuma Bereshut HaRabim is Tahar. Then we have a question of whether somebody became Tame on something that was only a Tuma Derabbanan in the first place, which we'll see what we're talking about. Obviously, we had our Shisha Svekes, which were also Tuma Derabbanan. We'll talk about what the difference is when we get to the Mishnah later on. And a suffix, this is number 7 already, a suffix of a tuma that was nogea, somebody who was eating chulin betaira. So that is, remember, eating chulin betaira, we had a machlokas, whether that means he was keeping his chulin altairas truma, or even if he was keeping his chulin altairas akedash, whether we would say in that case, you could also not, you would be applying dinim of tuma betaira there, or do we say, but whatever the case is, if the deal is that this is all an idiosyncratic kiabola on oneself of being machmir, then we are megel, if it's logea real chulin. And then a question, binogea shratzim. Now, obviously, this doesn't mean any suffix binogea shratzim, but we're going to explain later on which we're talking about is considered to be tar. A suffix of tzaras, a suffix of Negayim. Again, remember, we talked about that in Meseches Negayim, but those were very specific cases that we're going to get to. And a suffix about whether that says nothing to do with Tumah V'Tayra except tangentially, because obviously if you are a Nazir, it's Nogea Tumah V'Tayra, but we have a suffix about a Shvua or a Neder of Naziris. We don't know if it's a kosher Naziris or not. Also, we say he does not have to keep his Naziris. A suffix of whether something is a Bechor. Well, if it's a Bechor, you'd have to pay the coin. But If it's a suffix, you do not have to pay the coin. Because he's not going to be able. I don't have to be paid to him, and I don't, for a child, a human child, and I don't have to give him the bechor, if I'm not sure if it is a bechor, if it's talking about a behemoth. And suffix korbonis, where I'm not allowed to bring a korban if I'm not sure that there was a chiev of a korban. So each and every one of these cases will be elaborated as we go along, except, I should add, except for the case of the Mayim She'uvim, which we dedicate a Masechet to, so we're not going to have that in our perek. But all of the other cases, Bezrat Hashem, we will have starting on Yom Rishon.